Hello, welcome to the Chicken Sushi Clan Podcast, episode 2.5. We got Alex, we got the Greasemeister Dalton. Yeah, it's 2.7.
At this point.
Jab, J-A-B, Jewel Pod.
Hello.
We'll also call her Jab. She's here. We got the whole clan. Everyone can say hi, and you guys...
Yeah, great to be in.
Dalton.
Known all of you literally since we were small.
Not yeah. Me.
Alex?
Yeah, besides Jewel.
What's up, everybody? I'm Alex. It's good to meet you guys. And I've known all these guys forever, except for Jab, and I've known her for a little bit, and she's cool. And we're all hanging out.
Yeah, Jab's cool. An OG.
Yeah, we're all OGs here. We're just trying to have a good time.
How did we meet, Dom?
I have street cred.
Do you remember how we met?
So, honestly, I think the first time I remember meeting you was the day that you came to Margaretta.
Okay, that's the same time I met
Alex. That's the first time
then.
I met him, too.
Yeah. Literally, like, you were in my English class with, I think it was Miss Weller. And you were talking about just, like, oh,
wasn't
I'm going to come in,
shirt?
I'm going to swim.
Wasn't he in a yellow button-up shirt?
Yeah, Andy remember. Was definitely a fancy guy back then. Not so much now.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to dress up every day. Like, I didn't know what to wear, because I had to wear a shirt and tie at St. Mary's every day.
I mean, I think we all did. I haven't worn a cardigan in a good 10 years, and that was definitely in that time.
And you were the cardigan king.
Cardigan king.
Adorable.
Yeah.
It was. Not
you
so much now.
You remember when me and Dylan were suiting up on those days, and then it just became a fucking... Everybody did it that one day, and we took a big picture in the parking lot. You were in it, right?
Yeah, all the kids in the bumfuck Egypt school, you know, out in Margaretta. Definitely the nicest dressed.
Yep.
Drive your tractor a school day.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, those were good days.
We had four that wheelers. At JVS, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So you're not a stranger.
Maybe we didn't, but I think the homeschools had it.
That's
and
an
like
Ohio
a couple
thing.
Of the kids... did it at JVS.
That's a
anyway,
farm.
I think
farm,
is what actually happened.
Farm state thing. Statewide shit.
There was a cornfield across the street. My high school, my junior and senior year school I attended was like surrounded by cornfields, and there was a radio station that was super tiny with like just one tower and then a Walmart, and that was it. So like you couldn't even skip school because there was nowhere to fucking go besides the cornfield or Walmart.
When I was 13, my parents live out in the country, and when I was 13, there's a pig farm less than a mile down the road. One of them was on my porch when I woke up, and then, like, my dog was trying to actively eat it through our, like, sliding glass door.
Eat the pig?
Like, he just was gonna go out there and probably fuck that pig up. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So,
say goodnight, night pig.
Yeah, no, we're definitely from an area where such things are an occurrence.
Why you fucked a dog?
Me. I'm from Cleveland. I'm not from...
Now I gotta edit that. He said his last name. No last names.
Yeah, you gotta have nicknames,
wait,
bud.
Can I be the
yeah.
name again?
Mikey Dog. Everybody knows who I'm talking about if you went to Margaretta.
Only the OGs know.
Man.
Jesus Christ, dude. Oh my god.
This was your decision.
We also went to college together.
Oh we all God. Three did go to college
no,
together.
No, you didn't go to college.
Came all the time.
He was just there.
Oh, you were just the piece of shit.
Yeah. You're right.
I didn't have a roommate,
that
so
happens.
I had a free bed.
Me and Andy actually did swimming and diving together, too.
Yeah.
Once again.
I remember, like, going to a party with the Brazilians and walking home. And I, like, so I ate...
Cocomelos Madrils. What's that dude's name, bro? What's that dude's name?
Igor.
Igor.
Lucas.
Oh, man, what a great guy.
But I gave those guys a lot of acid.
Yeah.
Those guys are legendary, bro.
For sure, man. They were cool as fuck.
They like the pages. I wonder if they're going to listen to this.
Remember when you were all
I hope
up
they
on
do.
Acid
oh, boy.
And we were talking to the cops that were right outside your house?
Oh, my
when,
God.
When we,
oh, what if Alex... Alex, yeah, Alex and, God, who else was there? I can't remember,
Dylan
dude.
Was there.
Was he?
Yes.
Which Alex? Like Big Titties Alex?
Me.
No, oh. different Alex. I don't know if you know this Alex.
It's funny because
there was a lot
Alex
of Alexes
is a
in
cancer,
college.
And cancer is a rule of
this was in this was by,
so
when I just got out of college.
Alex. Maybe if you were a girl.
Yeah, probably not then.
But what story was I telling? Oh, so I ate whole pizza rolls, and I remember we were crossing the, we're getting ready to cross the street, and they said, don't, whatever you do, don't throw up, because I was like, I don't feel good, guys.
Oh my god.
I know. And you were of age.
I was 18.
Yeah.
And
underage drinking.
Baby Randy.
Is very bad. But anyway, I remember hitting the yellow lines and then just whole pizza rolls shooting out of me. Doof, 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 like a machine gun. Doof, 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 everywhere.
Christ, bro, don't you wipe?
I didn't chew a single one.
Jesus. Did you unhinge your jaw like a snake? Like it was it one of those like moments you were just a whole just
I don't know how it happened. It was fucked up, bro.
A crocodile snapping down a fish.
Whole pizza rolls.
Literally. That's how I imagine it, eating those pizza rolls.
I was so
like
drunk.
Like the Florida Gators chop, like.
Yeah. Not good. Dude, you had a cool-ass apartment in college, though. When you lived on the third story.
What about the house?
Yes.
The swimming
that
house.
Family house that I lived in. It was like a universal rental, you rent a room thing.
But swim that place house? Was kind of cool.
It definitely was.
You just get, like, kicked out of that place, like, straight up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pay rent for, like, 3 months.
I thought that you had, like, a huge party and, like, your landlord came to fix something.
Well, there was also that. Like, we broke
that was
a,
the nail
we broke
in
a
the win- coffin.
Yeah. We broke a window. The place was trashed.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
The, like, quote-unquote head of the apartment that lived on the bottom floor, he was, like, a volunteer firefighter and, like, going for his master's at Tiffin. He was, like, passed out through the window when the landlord had came the next morning.
Oh, my God.
Because I guess there was, like, multiple reports of that address. So he obviously came over to see what the fuck was going on.
Bedlam. And,
yeah, just proceeded to find a greasy just mess.
Bedlam.
Were you doing, like,
mayhem?
Were you doing, like, drugs at that point? Did you have, like, bad shit going on?
I was just eating, like, a bunch of acid and, like, mushrooms. It was still hippie stuff at that time.
All right. So you didn't get, like, too dark yet?
No, I definitely was on the couch, though, when he walked in with, like, a big bag of weed, probably, like, a couple ounces. I was sleeping with it.
Nice.
Like, that was definitely a thing. I remember, like, it fell like, to the ground as I rolled and woke up and then realized what was going on.
And Harold and Kumar, when he has, like, the bag of weed fantasy, and he's, like, having sex with the bag of weed and shit. Is that, like, what you had going on?
I think it was pretty close.
You've been ashing in my fucking drink, you asshole. I was like, wait a minute.
He holds a jab move. That's me.
That's what she does.
I do that.
I wasn't going to ash in my coat.
We have ashtrays in this place.
Alex with the OG jab.
It must be a cancer thing.
We have ashtrays in this house.
Must be Alex is just an asshole.
That's a fucking good point. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
That's so one for you.
Why?
Thank you.
It's very close to the end.
But don't grounded. Set it over there. Alex.
You don't get to know.
There's a jump ball of 4 seconds left and a 1-point game. Oh my god.
Yeah, we can't. Literally, I can never pull him away. If there's a sport going on, he's like, well, I have to at least watch what's going on.
I just like sports, and I don't care who knows.
I think you care.
No.
Shave your porn star mustache.
No!
That's what my girlfriend says. And everyone hates it.
We've been dragging him to keep it.
Grow a beard like a real man.
I can't.
No, rock the mustache. I like the stash. Rock the stash.
This is the best mustache I'm capable of.
I vote stash. This is my job. This is my job.
What are you gonna do when you don't have a mustache and you don't have a beard and you can't grow one and you want one and you're just doing your best, you know? Fuck.
Let it grow. You give up and let it grow.
You look like you're gonna file my taxes
look
next year.
Look at Dalton.
After I.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's gonna pull up in a van with no windows.
Oh no.
Yeah. Maybe.
But like, you're not actually that guy. You just
oh,
look
no.
like that guy.
Oh no.
But like, you're
Alex
not like
is
the
a painter. He can
gonna
do a really nice ice cream and like ice cream
yeah,
decal.
Yeah, like, you're not the kind of guy who's gonna snatch
hide your
the
kids.
But you're the kind of guy. You're not the kind of guy who's gonna snatch the kids with the van. You're the kind of guy who's gonna be like, oh, do you want this football? I have it in my backseat, and then just drive away. That's the kind of weirdo with a mustache and a van that you are. Wholehearted or good-hearted, just adorable, like.
I love you, but the ponytail's not helping, bud.
It's really not.
I'm Ned Flanders.
You wish.
If he had a ponytail when he was a young boy.
You are kind of Ned looking, bro.
You're Ned Flanders.
I'm just
going to
shave the mustache, all right? It's decided. The mustache goes.
No. I've been trying to get you to keep
you
it.
You heard it here first.
And then you call me a pedophile.
No, I didn't.
No. No one called you a pedophile.
The white man.
I didn't say a white man.
Tom did.
I said a window.
We didn't say what you were doing.
I said a windowless van.
You could be selling the kids.
Hey, you know what? Say what you could be selling the kids.
No one said you were having sex with the kids. No one said you were a pedophile.
You could be doing something worse, yeah.
If anything, we none of us think you're a pedophile.
You could be doing something
worse.
Yeah,
you could just be murdering them without even fucking them first.
You might just need their, like, youth, you know, to, like, sell their...
Yeah, sucking their soul out.
Sell their, like, youth out, you know?
Like,
I've been
like
25 lots of times.
I've been 25 the last 100 years.
How long have you been 25?
Been 25 forever.
You good?
Yeah.
Alright.
That was the greasiest thing I've ever heard.
Cough, cough, burp. Cough, cough.
This Coke's gotta be, you know, when you're drinking Coca-Cola and you're smoking a blunt, you're gonna have some burps and some coughs.
Yeah, I guess.
It's good to get it.
He definitely made it sound like it was drug-related, and it's really not.
Los drogas.
Los drogas. Well, the original, like, episode 2. Damn! Dude, my dad belches, it shakes the fucking house. People used to wake up to my dad's burping and be like, what was that? I thought there was an earthquake.
So, you know Aaron? Aaron?
Aaron, yeah.
Aaron, this record has since been broke, but he would have broken the record in 2016 for leg presses because he can leg press, like, 1,000, like, 300 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, his legs are hard as rocks.
I've seen him pick up washers and dryers by himself.
Yes, this dude is, if he really trained, I think he could end up like one of the top 1,000 strongest human beings on the earth.
He could do the strongman competitions.
The man should do the Tour de France.
Yeah, he should do the strongman competitions, dude. Where they throw fucking those kegs over the fucking...
He could probably do that for sure.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
He used to work at the quarry, and he would pick up, like, boulders, and they said, oh, that's too big, and he said, no, my fucking supervisor said if I can fit it in by myself, it goes in, and they're like, no, don't put that in there, and he's like, it's going in, put it in there by himself, this huge-ass fucking piece of rock.
That's amazing. It's like a real-life Hercules.
Yeah, this dude's insane.
Oh, you don't...
You're a piece of shit, Alex.
But originally, episode 2 didn't have Dalton. The original episode 2 and episode 2.5, original episode 2.5 that lasted 12 minutes.
We got a 275er, bud?
This is 275 now.
275er.
Yes, my laptop has gotten its contents deleted twice now.
So it's staying away from us.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't, you know, destroy itself.
We had to reset up everything and redesign the whole Chicken Sushi Clan podcast studios here.
Latest cutting edge technology only in a high tech setting. Overlooking the beautiful Sandusky skyline.
Yes, we do have a beautiful...
You boys are just a waste of air, aren't you?
Were you laughing at the candlestick?
No, we're...
Hey, Alex, let the people imagine.
Beautiful Sandusky skyline here.
That were not pieces of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Closer to a crack den that's condemned than a cutting edge technology place of learning.
They tore the crack den down. Like last year, like this time last year, they tore it down.
We assumed.
Who said you guys could, or who said this was public property? We assumed.
Those are some fresh ass kicks, Dalto.
These are the OG Vans.
Yeah, those are dope.
I fuck with them. I fuck with them hard.
You gotta rock the high tops.
I do like the high tops.
Dad, I love a high top.
You're just fucking big chilling over there. What's up? What's it like on Planet Jab? What's the atmosphere like on Planet Jab?
Oh, you don't want to know. It is unsurvivable.
Is it a hostile environment? Is it hostile because of nature, or there's some kind, like, crazy animals down there that'll eat you?
A little bit of both. There's killer bees.
Wu-Tang killer bees, we bring the swarm.
Yeah, it's like, imagine bees. Like
I bought a Wu-Tang t-shirt today.
A Wu-Tang
t-shirt. Wu-Tang rules.
Protect your neck.
And it's for the children.
Alex is also white, for the record.
That's true.
Her head is kind of like the Futurama space bees. Yeah.
My brain is like a beehive with no queen, and all the bees are a thought, and they're all like, there's no direction. there's no direction. They're all like, "What the? Where do we go?" And that's, we don't know. There's no queen.
Okay, so they're not angry. They're just confused.
Yeah, and they get angry quickly because the confusion is like, and real. They're dramatic. They have so many questions. They're never satisfied with an answer.
Randy, like, Randy would be a handsome queen bee.
Yeah.
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 Thank
he
you.
Would be, he can't quite control the hive, but
with his luscious hair,
he's
hair.
Thor.
And like some might
he
think,
can control the hive.
Some might think like, oh, like aren't you the queen of the beehive? No.
If they decide,
I am merely the vessel the bees live in.
I just want to paint the audience a picture real quick. So if Thor had a spin-off comedy film where it was like Austin Powers and Thor had his own mini-me, then Andy would be Thor's mini-me because he's like a 5 foot four.
He's a fun-size version.
He's a 5 foot four Thor.
That's like actually pretty accurate.
He's 5 foot four Thor.
On our first date, he said, "You want to see a trick?" and then hung from a flagpole.
Yeah, he's magnetic and energetic.
Like, did he backflip? Did he back up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, later, yeah, that's like a Radio G standard.
Night, maybe yep. Not that night, but like shortly after.
I think I saved that to like the third night.
Or we're going to get him in shape and get him a real...
Yeah.
Oh, he can backflip and do a twisting croissant.
You little stout bastard, you.
Yeah, I can still get a backflip around. It happens every now and then. Handstands, I can do that till I die.
Yeah.
For sure.
Handstands till death.
He used to take dabs on his hands, like
yeah.
Just for fun.
I did that for Spoon. On a live.
That's pretty impressive, Randy.
Yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah, I'll do one more of that. Alright, yeah, you have your turn. Alright, okay.
I just wanted one. One
yeah.
And done.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I liked that wrap better than I thought I would.
Yeah,
when
it's pretty
fire. I got it on 420 because I got like a little grab bag because I bought something.
I like
but
the
I didn't
choices.
Even know it was 420 because I'm stupid.
Yeah, well.
The guy that
and
owns...
I was like, ugh, Juicy Wraps, yuck. And what? Honestly, that was good.
The guy
like,
that owns
Juicy J right there.
The guy that owns Juicy also Sweet. Owns Raw.
That was my nickname in high school, Juicy J.
It's the same guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love that. So those Juicy J papers that I buy that are watermelon aren't actually so bad then?
No, they're the same guy. It's the guy from Raw.
So everyone just judged me for nothing. I used to, like, only... I used to roll joints when I first started smoking weed. I used to roll joints with those because they were cute, and I thought it was, like, aesthetic. But now I know Bleazy Susan, and they're pink, and they're so cute. And not even that, like, I super love pink, but, like... They're just different.
She is obsessed with
it
the
is,
Lazy Susans.
It is cute, like, when you, like, come to, like, a thing and you pull out a pink joint and it's like, oh, yeah.
Pink joints for the win.
It is an attention grabber, the pink joints. People are definitely
and
like,
you feel
oh.
Like, it's cool, like, it's fun, like, just a good time.
I can hear the,
The birds outside.
The birds outside.
Yeah.
You don't hear our bird inside.
Yeah. We haven't
Break
soundproofed
the leg.
We're not completely soundproofed in here
Greg
yet.
Is America's Gunkle.
Yeah, I don't think you've been here since the bird's been here.
No, not since a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a little bit. It's been a good couple
you
months.
You always know where to find me.
Down at Jack's.
Don't talk shit.
Did you have fun at movie night? Or movie day?
So your roommate's Steven?
Yes.
I didn't know that,
yeah,
and
no.
Also, that's awesome, because
yeah.
I did theater with Steve.
Yeah,
and
Steve's
he's a pretty good dude.
Literally one of my best friends.
He's a pretty good dude, from what I understand.
He didn't want to move in with anyone else, and he was, like, out at his parents, and it wasn't a good situation, then...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's
yeah,
pretty
that's
awesome.
My best friend.
He's a good dude.
You have to edit his name out.
I know.
Well,
I'll just get his consent. I'll talk to him.
Steve's
edit Steve-O into it.
Yeah.
Steve-O.
I'll just call him Steve-O.
Text him and say, "Hey, Steve, can we drop your name in the podcast?"
He's a good dude.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be chill.
He was in musical theater with me. He did a few musicals with me. And, yeah, he's a cool dude.
Does he have
him just get fucking hammered anymore?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Man's been through some shit.
Well,
yeah, dude's a legend.
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 Legend of the Fall.
Legend of the Fall.
Well,
I have a,
I'm going to accurately depict Dalton for you, too. So
oh
if a man walked into your home and he looked like or the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, look at him. Look at him.
No.
Look at him. Look at the mane around his head.
I'm putting it
It's
up.
A perfect circle.
Alex is just mad because my hair is approximately probably about 2 feet long.
It's probably like 7 feet long.
It's everyone not 7 feet their, long. They both have their hair down, but you. Let's see.
It's, yeah, Alex wants to shit talk.
2 feet long.
Yeah, your hair is the shortest out of us.
Yeah, it's probably third like place, only bitch. A
foot long. Well, I don't third grow place. It to be long. I'm probably going to cut it all off soon.
Nice bronze medal.
Are we going to cut it?
I'm cutting it all off.
Bronze medal.
Cutting it all off, boys. It's got to go.
Don't have your Britney Spears moment.
I'm not going to shave my head.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to cut it. I want to be the one. No.
Man. Everyone wants to cut my hair.
No, me.
Barbara Ray.
I'm a hair. I cut hair. It's my job.
She's 8 years now. Everyone.
I'll shave you bald. Here.
It's Stylist Appreciation Day yesterday. Or week. Yesterday. Yes.
And it was my 8 year anniversary of my license. So.
Everyone give a little clap for Jab.
Thank you.
8 years of golf
clap for everyone.
Yep. For Jab, yep. And everyone. And God. Sparrows and bacon.
The sparrows, bacon in the sky, bud. I'm looking out for the man in the chair.
I don't get it.
Looking for the guy in the chair, bud.
You lied to the guy in the chair, bud.
You lied to the fucking guy in the chair. Okay.
God looks out for the guy in the chair.
I have no idea.
You know, sometimes you win some, and sometimes you lose some.
The guy in the chair shares.
Yeah, he does.
Even when guys don't share their liquor.
What, who wants a dab?
What, 320s? What, there's 320s on the table? $60?
Coincidence. Ray, it was right here.
Jesus Christ. Remember when you had Friendsgiving and I just stayed at your house for 3 days?
Yes, absolutely.
You had a price to get in and I want my money's worth out of it. No, yes. I helped out and then I got in for free and then I want my money's worth out of it.
So 2 years ago I had a celebration where I had all my friends for Thanksgiving.
This year it's happening again. Let's do it, please.
Currently, at the time, Alex and Andy worked third shift at a really shitty local water park.
Won't mention names.
Fair enough.
They have good lawyers.
They showed up at my house at like 8 in the morning after working, and we proceeded to roll, what was it? The official count was 58 joints?
Something. Yeah, there was a whole giant bag full.
There was an ounce of shake.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yep.
We hand-rolled a bunch of joints.
I put them to work, slave labor. They were happy to be there.
Happy to be there, for sure. My favorite part was making that shit, the butter, with the dabs, the balls of dabs. We were just dropping into that fucking butter.
You take quarter gram balls of wax and just drop it and slow stir it in the butter.
No, that was amazing. That was phenomenal.
And it worked
like
really
dragon
well.
Dragon balls of wax. We were just stirring into the butter slowly off the wand. And that was beautiful. I'm going to carry that memory with me forever, boys.
Dalton's an OG weed cooker making core memories out here.
Dalton is a G for sure.
That smells
memory. You know
what
was even
funnier?
I'm not going to mention any names, but when I sent that girl to your house that you banged to buy weed from you, and I didn't know that you banged her and never called her and actually took her virginity.
Who?
No names.
What? I am unaware of such events.
No secret. No, I'm just kidding. he's pulling out the phone. He's going to text it to you.
Keep this. You have to share with the class.
To keep the story going,
make a group chat.
Let's just I'm not doing that. No. I'm just gonna move on.
To keep the story going, the festivities had happened. Andy passed out on the couch. Well into the festivities, and that's okay.
It was to be like everyone expected it.
Well, yeah. And he was allowed to, you know, my old roommate at the time was definitely, you know, we were all friends.
Yeah, still good buddies with Dennis.
Well, I come back the next day. Dennis has his kid, he has a little one, and he's running around. And then I come around the corner into the living room, and Andy's still there. You didn't wake up till what, like midnight?
I don't know. I hung out with Dennis all day that day. Or after I woke up, I just ended up hanging out with Dennis. You ended up going to work.
Okay, so you woke up at like 7, 8 o'clock or something.
So, yeah, I ended up hanging out with Dennis for a while.
A solid 24 hours on the futon.
His buddy was over, and I hung out with that, whoever that was.
Oh, Mason.
That guy. Yeah.
Mason's a cool dude.
And we were, we just hung out and watched videos and stuff, and then I passed back out and stayed for a while. I think I went home like at like 4 in the morning or something, or I waking up again. But you remember when you passed out of your house and I turned on the 10-hour loop of Gandalf and the sax man?
I was so fucking confused when I woke up.
Do you have dreams of it?
I was drunk and Andy came over that night and like hung out. We smoked and everything else and I just proceeded to fall asleep sitting right down. And then I woke up laying on the couch and there was just this noise. And like I wasn't even like awake or coherent. It was just a noise. And eventually I came to and was like, what the fuck is this? And then I woke up and looked and yeah, he's just dancing.
But, Gandalf, yeah, he's just got his head bob going.
Yeah, the nice head bob and he's like waving his staff and stuff and I'm just like
it's a 10-hour loop.
Yeah, I almost didn't like figure it out at first and then I was like, oh, Andy was over.
Yeah.
This makes all the sense in the world now.
I think I Snapchat, and one time you, like, I came over and you passed out and your phone was, like, to your ear, and I Snapchatted you and said, who are you gonna call?
I have many a greasy moment.
Oh, man, that was funny. There's some good times at your place.
There's always good times at my place.
I love that apartment.
It's the OG apartment. I've been there for about 3 years now.
It was the best when you didn't have neighbors underneath, though.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck about them. They do their thing, we do ours.
They can deal with it.
I've heard them scream, yell, and throw shit,
yeah,
so.
Fuck them. Let's body slam the floor. Let's wrestle. Let's have a wrestling tournament again.
Yeah, do it.
You want to be the ref?
OG naked. Wrestling tournaments were fun.
Naked.
Dude, remember when you smacked your head on the desk?
Proceeded to keep trying to fight Bobo, was yeah. just unaffected, and then the next day I had a bump like this big on the top of my hairline.
You on the video, you just hear it vibrating off the desk going, ting!
And he stopped, like, he looked over at Cole and was like, what do I do? And then I just, like, grabbed his leg and tried to take him down. I was like, I'm not quitting. I didn't hear no bell.
That was the bell on your head on the desk.
It was the end of the round, if anything.
Oh.
I'll take my 7-10 and go to the second one.
He just needed to recover for a second. Give him the 3-minute round. Give him the 3 minutes there.
It's a 5-rounder, but I'll out endurance his ass.
Yeah, we'd do 5 rounds at your house.
I'm sure you guys have gone 5 rounds many times, Wink.
The one time I thought I was going to break your arm, so I let go, and then you were like, ah! I was like, what the? Why? I was going to break you.
It was the death combat setting, bud. Kill or be killed.
I just go for breaking arms.
Dalton's like, put me to sleep or break my arm, I'm not going to tab. It's game.
Kill or be killed.
Yeah. I'm either going to be dead or I will win this fight. Basically.
Japanese ritual suicide.
Yeah.
No, let me live.
I can't go home a failure.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's how I felt going to state. I was like, I can't go home a failure.
Oh, no.
Then I was a failure, and I was like, fuck, I have to go home a failure.
Now you live with, now you
I can't
live
kill myself and can.
You live with it for the rest of your life, Andy.
Yeah. Can't kill myself and can in Ohio.
What a miserable place.
What should I do at the NFL Football Hall of Fame?
You'd make headlines, bud.
They think it'd be over football, but no. It's actually because this dude failed a dive at state. Because he broke his ankle.
You'd have to leave like a note or something, or people would just think you're a fucking nutcase.
Yeah.
They'd be like, why did he do this? What was like, the reasoning?
It wasn't football.
Yeah.
No other reason. It wasn't football.
That's long. Leave him with.
A note stapled.
That's like that Dane Cook joke. Like, who the fuck farted? Blows his brains out. Oh, get comfy. Get comfy with my buddy.
Oh, man. In this luxury studio overlooking the sea of Los Angeles, California.
No, it's beautiful Lake Erie, bud.
No.
Fuck, I thought we were in Oakland. Where did I fly to?
Lake Erie, California.
Fuck. Yeah.
Lake Erie, California.
Lake Erie, California. That's where we are. Welcome. We took Lake Erie and moved to somewhere else.
Gotta get away from that great white worm, bud.
Yep. We have to do what we have to do. What other stories we got?
Oh, whatever. I feel like I saw you when I was on Warped Tour on acid.
Were you at that year?
I was not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, was not.
You should tell that story about Warped Tour.
So I went to Warped Tour on acid, and it was awesome. And I went with Andy. I went with Andy and Dylan and Adam and Annie. And when we went there, I took two tabs of acid in Bayview, and that was way too early to do it because about 30 minutes later, we stopped at a gas station and we were getting like drinks and snacks because it was still gonna be like an hour or two before we got there. And I started tripping balls at the gas station. And so I was like,
way too early in the day.
I was like, yeah, so this is gonna be great. And I lost my phone, or it broke. And then
lost it in the car.
Yeah, I lost it in the car, and then I got lost and separated from the entire group that I was with. And so I was just kind of wandering alone for like an hour, tripping balls, walking and checking on bands, kind of, and just like drinking my water and walking around. And then I
just minding your own business.
Yeah, I was just minding my own business, having a good time. And then I stumbled onto a bunch of people that I knew, and they were cool dudes that I had went to high school with, and I just started hanging out with them, and we were just kind of getting high and checking out good bands. We all had similar tastes in music, so it was a lot of fun. And then after that, they took me home, but the whole time Andy and Dylan and Adam were wondering what the hell happened to me. And
I'm getting texts like crazy, like, where's Alex?
From Adam?
You see Adam, Dylan, I think Andy was texting, everyone was texting me. And I remember seeing you like here and there soaking wet.
It was hot as fuck, and I was in skinny jeans, and I started to get dehydrated and feel like a leather purse. And so I was running and finding water and just pouring it on myself and like finding hydrants that were open because they were just like, there was water flowing places because it was so hot that day. And I, of course, sacrificed, you know, comfort for fashion, and I went out there and I, you know, just didn't have a great time, but I had a great time at the same time. I remember having a fucking ton of fun. I remember being in the monster tent because there was air conditioning, and I was watching, I think, Attila play, and I was just drinking Monster in a heat or in an air conditioned tent, watching people do pit shit in the pit. And they were running around like crazy, and Attila always put on a good show. Back in the day, I don't know so much now. I haven't listened to a lot of their music since they put out. I don't remember even what record. The one after Payback. I'm a burpee.
You've been very burpy
today.
This whole episode.
What's wrong with me? It's this Coke. I need to stop drinking this Coke.
Dalton's on his way back.
Dalton's on his way back from the bathroom.
But yeah, when I saw you, there was not an ounce of your body, like no part of your body was not wet. Yeah. Like soaked, like dripping wet.
Yeah.
Not like sweat wet. It looked like you jumped into a pool.
Yeah. I was
just soaking wet.
And I'm like, are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm having a great time. And I think you asked me if I had a bottle of water.
Sounds about right.
You like, you have any water?
Sounds about right.
I need all the liquids.
The water made me feel good that day, and that's all I remember, and it made me able to fight to be good with the bands and have fun, and I was tripping balls. It was so much fun. I took two tabs of acid on me, but it was so much fun.
What's your favorite show, Dalton? What's the best concert you've been to?
So, last September, I went to Lost Lands, like the big EDM festival.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy got early access, so we got there Wednesday and stayed till Sunday afternoon. There was like 40,000 people there. There's like videos of it all over. I got to see DJ Diesel, which, if people don't know, is fucking Shaq.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I got to see Shaq throw the fuck down.
That sounds fucking amazing.
It was on Sunday. Me and my buddy were going to leave early, and then, like, we looked at it and stuff, and I was like, we have to stay. We ended up staying until, like, 5, 6 o'clock and then driving back from, like, the Columbus area.
My brother's going this year to Lost Lands.
I don't think I'm going to go this year because I'm trying to plan some other trips.
What are you going to go do?
I want to go to Memphis.
And do what?
Why not?
What? Tennessee's cool.
I want to go to New Orleans and have a parade.
I've pretty much been all over the United States because, you know, I guess I traveled the country and painted Lowe's, Targets, and Walmarts, and that was pretty cool. And I saw everything everywhere, and it was awesome. Actually everything everywhere, but I traveled the United States and drove all around and saw a bunch of cool shit, and it was really cool. I recommend traveling to everybody, but go on.
My high ass also just realized I said Memphis and I meant Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, okay, sounds better.
That's more of a conversation topic.
No, that'll be fun.
I looked
fun
into
as
shit
fuck.
Over there. I realized I don't know anything about Memphis.
There's a ton of good food there, and there's a ton of good like music places.
I'm gonna drink a bunch of whiskey and I'm gonna sing karaoke.
That sounds great.
I'm gonna buy some cowboy boots and I'm gonna go yee it up and
we
I'm gonna have a great time.
We should all go to Memphis or Nashville. Nashville, Tennessee.
It's expensive.
Well,
it's a little pricey.
Everything exists. I just went to Chicago. That was expensive.
Yeah, you were. How was Chicago?
Chicago was awesome, dude.
Did you get robbed?
No,
I did.
Actually, we stayed.
I know.
We
so
stayed downtown,
brother.
And fucking within like a 10-12 block radius, we just like walked in a circle.
Everyone I know that has gone to Chicago has come back and been like, "Yeah, my car got broken into," or "Yeah, I got robbed."
No,
or,
we got like a parking pass thing. Home. Like,
yeah.
Me and my buddy did it right. Like, we got a parking garage, just like we parked the car on like the 10th floor. Like,
my brother, his car window got broken into, and they took his car seat and they took everything out of his car.
See, that's what everyone was telling us. Like, low key, everyone was like, "Oh, don't go there. Something bad's gonna happen." Blah blah blah. We just went for the day. Like, we left Sandusky at like 7 in the morning. We made a couple detours, like hit a casino, the Horseshoe Casino, and like a couple dispos on the way up. We got actually to our hotel at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Not bad.
Put all our shit in there and then started walking around. Hit a couple bars.
It's not too bad of a drive.
No, it really wasn't. And there was just so much to do up there. Like, there was all these wonderful little places. Like, I ate like 5 meals throughout the day. Just like random things. I'd be like, "Ooh, this sounds good."
Every time I've been to Chicago, it wasn't like Chicago. It was like way outside of Chicago, but I guess like you could say it was Chicago type thing.
It was like the suburb area.
Yeah.
I've been to Sydney.
Yeah, we were right in downtown. Yeah, really. Like, we drove all the way in and everything. We went to Navy Pier. Navy Pier is a super cool place.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
I went on a trip to Chicago when I was just like 15 with my grandmother, and I went shopping. It was when I had my first job, and it was really cool. And
that was the last time that I had went, was as a kid as well.
Yeah, and I was in the city, and it was pretty cool. And then I went again when I was an adult, and I got robbed.
Oh no.
I drove through it for work when we were going to Wisconsin. We drove through Chicago on the way to Wisconsin, but we didn't stop. We drove straight through.
When I was a kid, I went to a trip in the Dells, and that's how you do it. You go through Chicago and go up there.
Yeah, we passed the Dells, too.
The Dells was beautiful. Like, I think I was, like,
passed the Kalahari in from the Dells as well.
Yeah, we didn't go to that piece of shit. We went to the Wilderness. It's way better.
I didn't go there. I passed it and saw it. That's all I did. We went to the Wilderness. It's way better. I've never been to Kalahari.
I wouldn't want to go to any of the other ones besides the shitty one here, and I don't go to that one here either.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's went all the way downhill, bud.
I don't go to water parks.
Water parks are bad.
Not anymore.
I swam for 9 fucking years. I don't like anything water related anymore.
That's kind of sad.
I'd rather do...
Do you like taking a shower?
Well, fucking yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
No!
My hair looks way better than yours, you grease ball. Look at this.
My hair smells good.
No, it probably smells like dog piss.
Well, I gotta stop letting dogs piss on my head, Dalton.
That would probably help.
Maybe.
Did you ever get a call from that job I almost got you? I want 10%.
What were you...
I don't know. They'd have to call me again at this point.
Did they call you?
I don't think so. I haven't gotten a call from, like, any new numbers.
Oh, okay. What, do you have your own, like, pool line?
Piece of shit. We're out here having a nice talk, and Alex is gonna fuck it up.
I'm gonna burn somebody's eyes out.
Yeah, your eye face is right there.
I hope you burn your eyebrows off.
I want to.
Get uglier than you already are.
I want to be so ugly.
The devil.
The devil. He calls for me.
You're a public menace, bud.
Menace to society.
Menace to this podcast.
He is.
Am I a menace to this podcast, Jeb?
Poor Jab's been so silent.
I know, we're just taking over the podcast. Just,
I think she was sleeping. I heard like a light rumble.
I'm going away. I'm going away, and you're going to hear from Jab.
This segment of the podcast is Jab.
What are you thinking, Jab?
What am I thinking?
Jab, how was your day, dude?
My day was good.
What did you do?
I cut hair.
And...
Yeah, so I ate that sandwich. That sounds stupid. I hate you all. So I cut hair, I ate a sandwich, and then I hung out, and then Alex was already here when I got home. They already had some of the sandwiches.
Piece of shit. It was delicious.
And then Andy went and got Dalton, and then we did a podcast, and now it's an owl.
The podcast finally was able to come together. I've been trying to wrangle these sheep together for days.
Yeah, I'm real hard to I'm not hard to find. I'm hard to pry out of places.
Observing
the establishment to enjoy it.
They're not strip clubs, by the way. Don't make me sound that greasy.
It's mostly just Jack's Bar. Or this weekend, the fucking boat show.
They are not paying us. Jack's Bar is a great place. They are not paying us to advertise. You should have a drink there. Maybe with Dalton.
Yeah, this is unpaid advertising for Jack's Bar.
And if Steve makes your drinks, give him a big tip.
Yeah, Jack's Bar, 123 Market Street, Sandusky, Ohio.
Tip your bartenders. Tip your bartenders.
Yeah, to help pay my rent.
Exactly. He needs it, guys. He needs every little bit of help he can get. I like how the tables have shifted, and now you're sitting next to me.
You took my seat.
So I know.
I did.
Well, you're a piece of shit. It was supposed to be a Julie segment.
Oh, that's all Julie. All
right, Julie, or Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, duh.
What else we got?
Marvel or DC?
Marvel or DC? Or independent?
Marvel or DC?
Yep.
Probably Marvel, but I also really like DC as well. I like them both.
Pepperoni or cheese pizza?
Cheese pizza.
Tomato sauce or Alfredo?
Tomato.
Do you like Domino's or Papa John's?
I haven't had Papa John's in a long time.
We ordered Papa John's not that long ago.
But I like
it was a trick question.
Ooh. I like how quick Domino's is, so I'm gonna say Domino's.
Domino's is pretty good though, and you just need a pizza real quick.
Yeah, it's easy to order. I don't even have to talk to them. They just drop it off and I can go and get it.
Yeah, the app is nice.
I love the app, so yes.
Alright, what else? Any other questions? In the jewel segment, jewel pods, like
flour or concentrates?
Ooh.
Back and forth, typically flour more, probably. But I do be liking my new little honey dabber, so I have been doing concentrates a lot more.
Shorzy from Letterkenny said, edibles.
I can't do edibles because one time I did an edible and I was high for 6 days and it was not fun. No. So I don't do edibles anymore because I'm just simply not that cool and that is A-okay.
Edibles do nothing for me.
Oh, I'll eat like 300-400 milligrams and have a great time.
I beg to differ. You remember that time that you and me went to your mom's house and picked up that bag of puppy chow and we sat there on the couch and watched a movie and ate the whole bag of puppy chow and we both passed the fuck out?
But we smoked too.
For sure, but the puppy chow put us
down.
You
just compounded it.
We ate literally like
so
much.
Maybe because you always smoke when you do the edibles that you ever like.
Yeah, maybe.
And honestly, I like edibles like that because I think they're like a booster. When I did do edibles, I thought it was like a booster.
Nice little extra treat.
Yeah, so it would be like, oh yeah, like this joint's gonna get me high, but like this edible's gonna like make it last all day.
It's a little something something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time that you had Friendsgiving for Thanksgiving? Or no, not.
We had bong mitzvah.
Bong mitzvah on Thanksgiving, and I almost got arrested for breaking into your fucking house.
Yeah, you almost got a B&E.
And I thought I was the piece of shit.
Yeah, my mom's boyfriend, even though I was like, they knew I was watching the house and like I was having friends in and out, and like I was like out eating still because it was Thanksgiving Day. I was out at my dad's girlfriend's and I get a call from Alex like, hey, like I think the cops are getting called, like blah blah blah. Or no, I got a call from my mom saying that they got a call saying someone's breaking in, and my mom's boyfriend was like, oh, call the cops, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, why would he say that? And she's like, well, you better get down there. And the cops were rushed past me on the way to the house, and so I basically had to like try to like get to the cops before they got to Alex, and he's in like handcuffs, and they're like already got him like he's going to the cops, like he's going downtown.
He's taking all our fucking bongs, man. Yeah, taking all our bongs.
Everybody's bongs were there. Everyone's whole smoking devices. I've even bought a bong for the event. And
never got to use it.
I got to use it for 2 days.
Oh, whatever. Mine was more dramatic.
Andy, do you remember the party at Michael Fuller's house in Bayview?
Oh my god.
When you had to throw me over the fence?
Yes! And then
C-Stock fucking literally picked me up and we ran and got away. Like, yeah. A bunch of people got in trouble, but we were one of the select few that... Well, so, you helped me, I would have been fucked.
Yeah, and then I ran to Noelle's to treehouse.
Yes.
And
you were there as well.
He ran to the treehouse with Caden and they had beer with them.
I forgot Alex was there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, so me and freaking K-Dog come running into the goddamn treehouse with beer and shit.
And I see the cops like shine the spotlight and you guys jumped over the fence right before the spotlight came over.
They chased after them and then that's when we dipped out.
Yeah. Because I was just chilling in the treehouse, and I felt like that was the safest spot.
I was with Hair, and I remember, I stayed at his house with Hair, yeah.
I remember
Hair.
I love him.
Yeah.
Boos.
Yes, OG Boos. So the next morning, bro, he was taking me back to my house. Because it was the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like...
100%, we were still in
there. I told him I was staying at his house, or my parents, I was staying at his house, and they were cool with it. The next morning, bro, we're like almost back to my house, like out in bumfuck Egypt.
I'm not gonna hold it.
And like an eagle hit his like windshield. Like a whole ass bird like slammed into his windshield, and I'm still like kind of drunk. And then all of a sudden there's just this crash. Like I thought he hit something, and then I just see this bird like flop off and like squawk, and I saw its dying moments, Randy.
I hit a bird when I was driving.
This was a big ass bird.
That was awful.
I had a seagull.
We were on our way home and we were driving down the road, and it was like, you know, I was like tired. It was kind of a quiet car ride. And then all of a sudden, like, this bird, like, he swerved to miss the bird that was like flying down towards the road and to like land in the road. But we were driving down, and so we swerved to miss it, to miss the bird, and the bird swerved to miss us, and it flew right into us. It flew right into us. It was awful. And then, it flopped over the car, like, and then it landed behind us, and I just closed my eyes and looked down, and then, it was awful. And then I was like, oh no, did it get up?
He didn't get up.
He was down for the count. Oh, it was awful. That was the worst. That was the worst ever.
You took that man's life.
I timed out.
Because Greg was screaming.
No, I didn't. We're good. We're back. He calmed down. Greg was freaking out, so I was going to give him a minute.
Shouting.
Oh, there he goes again.
Andy, were you there for, like, the... when everyone did the swimming, like, the come-to-the-college thing?
Mm-mm. Which college?
For Tiffin.
No, I didn't get invited to that shit.
It was in, like, the March beforehand or something.
Wait, no, I went late because I went to, like, one of their last meets, and I stayed the whole weekend because I got snowed in.
Okay.
I went to leave and there was like 2 feet of snow on the ground, like during the meet. And I was like, hey, you guys think I can stay? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. And then literally, it's like for NCAA rules, I had to make it say like, because I stayed a couple of days extra because I got snowed in. I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
And I had to like say that I was invited by one of the students that were on the team to stay with them personally and not like... not one of the coaches and stuff, so the NCAA didn't, like, step in. Because I couldn't leave. Like, there was no way for me to get out of where I was.
The NCAA is a bunch of freaking arseholes.
Yeah, so I had to basically, like, make sure that they NCAA didn't get on my ass about it and stuff. I didn't have any problems, but I did overstay my welcome because I couldn't leave.
I wanted to.
But well, yeah, you're just like, I'm stuck.
Yeah, I got
some free food. Nobody wants to deal with me, but I'm stuck.
I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
I did a weekend at Worcester before I decided on Tiffin, and that was a lot of fun.
My older brother went to Worcester, and I had a weekend at Worcester.
They had like a
movie. That was a lot of fun.
They had like a movie. Kind
of follows Dalton around, though. See, fun is Dalton's middle fucking name.
No, it used to be Greaseball. Now I guess it could be fun.
It's definitely probably more fun than it is Greaseball. You're not really a greasy dude. You just have been.
That's exactly.
You have been greasy.
I don't think Tiffin even has a sweet team. But you're not inherently anymore.
Greasy, I would
no,
say.
Fuck. You want to talk about Rita?
No.
Fucking, should what we? Was her last name? Some crazy ass scary name?
I can't say it on the podcast.
I don't remember hearing this ever.
Oh, so our coach was like a Olympian.
She's the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like Matilda.
Yeah, she was scarier.
She was nuts.
Scary.
That bitch would probably beat three people up at once.
Yeah, like the lady from Matilda.
She pulled me in her office because I considered dropping out, and she goes, so, I heard you considered dropping out. And I was like, yeah, you guys didn't give me the scholarships you told me that you were going to give me, and I can't really afford it. And I had, like, a couple other reasons and stuff I don't remember. And she was like, okay, well, we can't have people like you on our team. And I said, people like me? And she goes, yeah, we can't have people like you on our team. And I was like, I'm here, though. Like, I'm stuck here. And she was like, sorry, you can try again next semester. And I was yeah. like, okay.
Rita was ruthless.
She didn't give a fuck. None.
That's
that was
awful.
Synchronized. That was pretty yeah. cool.
That was great. It's perfect. She was crazy.
Me and Rand are in weed synchronicity.
We are. We have a brain that is synchronized.
Instead of like liquor synchronicity.
Synchronicities. No, no, no. I see what you're thinking over there.
It's just, you know.
Julie's easy. Got some fantasies.
She does.
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
I really wish there was visuals to this or like.
We need to get T-ball.
Yeah.
I have to get a picture of all of you.
Trent's gonna have to be on an episode.
Oh, God.
Even though he's a piece of shit.
Talk about his beehives.
Talking about dead grandparents. Bullying kids. No, oh. Trent's a good dude. Trent's a good dude.
He's one of my best friends now,
he's
but
trying to save the planet.
I guess I'll tell that story because it's hilarious.
He's trying to save the planet, you know what I mean? He's a good fucking guy.
He's great. He's and one I of my best him. Friends. Yeah.
He's a good guy. I haven't seen him in a really long time. You know,
but like me,
he's a good guy.
He used to be a piece of shit.
I know, I have a lot of editing to do because of you bastards.
Hey, I'm drunk and high. You knew that.
You are what you are.
Drunk and high, correct.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
That's a nice fucking kitty, Randy.
Wait, was that your story? You done?
Oh, I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
You remember?
Oh, in eighth grade.
Oh.
So, yeah.
No,
yeah, I'm gonna,
you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, I should.
Okay, fine, do it.
So, in eighth grade, oh, our mutual friend that we went to school with, grew up with, we'll call him T.
T.
No, because, yeah, we'll call him T.
Call him T.
But, that's why we need him on another episode, because I want to tell the story again.
We'll get him.
But, I had a recent passing of a close family member. And, you know, school the next week was pretty tough. And at the time, me and this person were not friends. We are close family friends now. Like, you know, I will know this man for the rest of my life. He's one of my best friends, such as these two idiots. But yeah, at the time, I was sitting with my friends at the time, a bunch of people. They were comforting me, trying to be nice. He was in line going around our table to go to get his lunch. He proceeds to step in between the two friends on the other side of the table and look at me and go, hey, Dalton, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. And I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. And then he like turns around and then takes a step, stops, turns around, takes another step back and looks at me. He's like, hey, you know, I can't forget the story. You're gonna have to edit it out.
No, we'll save the ending for when Trent's on.
No.
Well, I just remember being...
Yeah, the moral of the story is he yelled dead grandpa in my face. And then
I true. Yeah. I laughed in your face.
Yeah. That's the moral of the story. He's a piece of shit, but I love him.
Just go. Getting a little picture.
I know, yeah, for quick. The thumbnail.
Some videography.
Everyone be adorable.
I should have hit pause, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, you're pretty shitty at this, Randy.
Yeah, can we talk while the picture?
Are you guys being serious or actually, making a funny face? Because I was making a funny face.
I did a good face.
I mean, I was smiling. Fuck both of you.
Definitely keep talking.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I did.
So, I actually got a question.
One just for choices.
I'm gonna,
we'll,
okay. I'm
we'll take another one before we leave.
I'll just stay here and be a photographer for the next 10 minutes.
After you died, did you get like a god complex? Because I have another buddy that after he died, he thought he was God.
No, I just fucking came back to life.
Oh, he still thinks he's God.
And I don't want to fuck up again.
Yeah. Should we talk about that story?
I mean, at all? Do you like want to? You picked it's like the last 10 minutes.
I know, but it's an entertaining story.
I mean, which one do you want?
Which death?
Like when it actually happened, like that story proceeding up to
when you're like waking up to the boots and you're like, oh, fuck. Or like you just like open.
Do you want the proceedings to the boots, or do you just want like when I woke up in the hospital and then ripped an IV out of my arm and was like handcuffed?
No, give the proceedings. Everyone's got to know the whole story.
All right.
Give the backstory.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever had the one I had? I don't know where it's.
All right. So, I am going on 7 years. I'm going on 7 years sobriety from opiates. And the story of... Oh, thanks,
Dalton. Yay.
Love Dalton.
Thanks, guys.
7 years, really?
October 3rd will be... It happened October 3rd, 2015.
Okay.
So, damn. Yeah, I think 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
congratulations, bro.
Thanks, buddy. So the story into that, I had a friend at that time. His name was Caleb. He was a piece of shit. Like, he was not a good person to be around. He's kind of the person that I started, like, doing, like, heroin actively with. But also, like, he would stay at our house. And, like, my ex-girlfriend, he paid for, like, her dog's vet bills and would help us pay, like, bills and, like, get groceries for the house and do all these things. And, like, it was just, you know, it was a toxic mutual benefit thing. And so, like, that night, we had some other friends over and we were doing some blow, like we were just hanging out. And then they all left and I hadn't done any heroin that night. And so I went to bed, woke up, and proceeded to go out to the kitchen where the living room also is and go get like something to drink, like water or something. And I proceeded to see Caleb, like, flopped out off the couch, like, into the table. And then there's just a plate of, you know, brown shit sitting right there as well. So I wake my ex-girlfriend up, and I wake my other buddy up that stayed the night. And, like, she proceeds to start, like, CPR and stuff on him. And so I call his mom because I don't know what else to do. Like, she was super cool. Like, she knew kind of what was up with him and she was like trying to get him help and this and that. And she also didn't like separate us, which was probably the biggest mistake. But anyways, I call his mom. And so she calls the police. The police are on the way to the apartment. I take the plate and I go out into the kitchen. I'm going to throw it away. While I look at the plate, I look at the trash can, I look at the plate, I look at the trash can. I proceed to snort up most of the substance on the plate. Well, then I just throw the plate in the trash and I go out into the living room and I thought it was like 10 minutes. My ex told me 30 seconds later, that's when the cops like came up through the stairs into the apartment. And the last thing I remember is seeing boots. And then I woke up in a hospital and ripped an IV out of my arm. And
So basically, if you didn't do it at that time...
Yeah, no, it was definitely my own thing. Like, I did it to myself.
Yeah.
I was just in that position, like, that mental state.
If it was any other night, or
it was just a really awful... The relationship wasn't good. My mental state wasn't good. I dropped out of college.
It's because I left you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And you left me by myself, and I
didn't know how bad it got.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be intimidated by yourself, bud.
I lived in my car there for 3 months with a cat.
Oh, my God.
With that
cat you had at Steve French?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Steve French.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's at my grandparents' house now. Like, really? She's just fat.
Steve French is still around?
Just fat and spoiled.
That's funny.
I didn't own a pair of shoes for 2 months. Let's see here. What are awful stories people give me pity about?
I think the moral of the story is if Dalton can stop doing opiates.
If I can stop being a piece of shit, anyone can stop being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
There's levels to being a piece of shit. Just don't cross like level 3.
Dalton's a great dude, and I'm extremely proud of him and how far he's come as an individual. And
Alex has known me for a long time, and he's seen me make a lot of shitty decisions.
I've seen him give gifts, like giving me weed for my birthday and being just a genuine person. And Dalton has come a long way.
Thanks, buddy.
Low bones. Love that bones. Dude. You should, too.
Dalton's a peach. We love him.
Dalton for president.
Dalton's definitely going to be on the podcast again.
Oh, I'd love to come back, buddy.
If I can, like, wrangle you out of the bar again.
I had a lot of fun, so next time it won't be so difficult. I figured this was just going to be a greasy shit show, but this was actually a lot of fun.
It is a greasy
shit
show.
Drop you back off at the bar, though?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
It was a fun little detour, though.
Take me back home, yeah.
Country road. Take me home.
All roads lead back to Jax.
Pretty much.
You got to get these podcasts in now because I'm going to be on Putting Bay most of the summer.
Yeah.
I worked over there last year all summer.
Are you going to have a place to stay?
Yes.
I'm going to come stay with you.
I will get like a 2-bed hotel or something.
Dude, we're going to hang out and party.
And I don't think you're ready for it.
I'm probably not.
No, because I'm going to get you drunk.
I don't drink, though, Dalton, so I'm probably just going to, like, have fun.
I'm going to get you hammered. Ask him. It's not a choice. It's not a choice.
I'm going to take some shrooms. I'm not going
to... I want to do that.
Let's do shrooms, though. Let's have a trip day, and let's not go and get drunk. Maybe you can have a couple drinks if you want to trip and drink, but I don't recommend it. I saw one of my good friends, JJ. He was fucked up. The first time I ever tripped was with
two drinks.
He's
not drinking and driving. That's all I know.
Oh, God. It's going to be all right, Dalton. We're going to do some shroomies.
I got a buddy that works at the winery. We could do like the butterfly house and like the cave tours and shit.
That's what I want to do.
Golf cart.
Can we all go eat mushrooms and then go?
Yeah.
Can we make a podcast about the experience afterwards?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to.
Yes.
There we go.
We should do a video blog series of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it would probably be the funniest thing that ever happened.
I'll eventually get a GoPro here.
All right.
Yep. Can we start a GoFundMe for Randy's podcast?
I'm going to get a Patreon.
GoFundMe for Chicken Sushi Clan.
GoFundMe for Chicken Sushi Clan as we wrap up tonight's show.
Patreon. All right. I got to take Alex home. I got to take Dalton back to the bar. Jab, I don't know. What are you doing? You ain't filling the people?
I'm going to eat the rest of my pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
That shit is flame fire diddly dad.
We had a little bro day, Alex and I, and got some pulled pork sandwiches.
Yeah, we went and we got some.
I had like four shots of Jameson before this.
Derek's Juniors is incredible, and if you live in the Sandusky area or the surrounding counties, I would definitely recommend going and trying some Derek's Juniors.
Randy, I appreciate you.
He's a great cook.
Welcome, bud.
It is a delicious sandwich, and it was adorable. I wasn't on the date, but I heard all about it, and it was. They're precious. Precious little babies. Love them. Yes.
Yeah.
Precious little babies. Adorable.
Hugged it out.
Hug it out, everyone. Do a group hug.
Hey, I'm never gonna kiss Andy now that I know you're trying to get everyone to kiss him.
That's her thing. Well, that's her.
I know.
It's her greasy fantasy.
She's a liar.
You were my first choice, Alex. You were my first choice, Alex, and you said no.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening.
Episode 2.75 was a fucking banger.
Yes, if you made it this far, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Next week's episode, we talk about fire spinning and hippie drugs.
Yep.
If you come back.
More tripping stories, have out of them. Let's do that next time.
Hey.
There we go.
Bye, guys.
See ya.